Water-loving willows hug the edges of shore here. Lost Lake, at its peak, is around 79 acres. Right now, though, it's draining away. About halfway around the lake entrance, a sharp eye might spot a footpath leading out onto the grassy, muddy lake bed. Follow that, and soon, the sound of rushing water is audible. Then, there it is, the hole. Dave Kretzing has a pretty good grasp on the mystery of Lost Lake. He's a retired hydrologist with the U.S. Forest Service, and he's spent years thinking about what happens here and why.
Whether it's a lava tube or whether it just is a sinkhole into a buried channel, we don't know unless we did some kind of seismic investigation. Well, this hole is around 7 to 8 feet in diameter. It's about 6 feet deep. It's got rubble in the bottom. Well, the water is passing through the hole and it's passing underneath lava into a buried channel of a tributary of the Mackenzie River.
Kretzing says geologists believe the Mackenzie was formed in the Pleistocene era. More than 2,000 years ago, the Sand Lake volcanoes began to erupt. The cones buried one of these ancestral channels, creating an underground river.
And these eruptions blocked the channel and buried it and created Lost Lake. And of course, that ancestral channel still existed. It was just buried, not destroyed. And so we believe the water is flowing through this hole in the bottom of the lake, down and accessing that original channel and flowing on downward, eventually coming out at Clear Lake.
The hydrologist Kretzing says it's easy to think of Lost Lake as a sink with a drain that isn't completely closed. When you turn the tap on full strength, it fills up. If you turn the tap down enough, the water starts to empty down the drain. In the rainy wintertime, when stream flows are high, Lost Lake fills. When rainfall and stream flows drop during summer months, the amount going in becomes less than the capacity of the hole to drain the water. So the lake drains fast.
It was reported to us in 2003. In fact, at that time, we went up and found a gentleman with his two grandchildren frantically shoveling material and rocks in to block the hole to save the fish. We didn't really want them to do that, but their hearts were in the right place.
This is an interesting natural phenomenon, and that piques curiosity. Kretzing hopes that when people come here to look at Lost Lake, they enjoy it and leave it as they found it. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert reporting from Lost Lake on the Santiam Pass.